So an Oxford University study has found that, perhaps not surprisingly, cancer symptoms are more likely to be missed by GPs during video consultation. Its research says that remote consultations can hinder doctors from noticing subtle clues that could point to serious illness. The president of the College of GPs, Samantha Morton, is with us. Samantha, morning.
Good morning.
This is not surprising, is it? I mean, if you're doing something over a video versus in-face, face-to-face, I mean, you're going to miss something potentially, aren't you?
We pick up a lot of stuff from what we see in the patients in person. So if they're in the room, you can watch them limp into your room and you can see if they're sad and all those sorts of things. And those subtleties may not be seen so easily on video. So you just need to be really alert to everything you possibly can be when you're doing either a video or a phone consultation.
Do you think average doctors would make that mental switch and go, right, because this is not the way it used to be, here's what I need to be doing differently?
I think a lot of us do. I think we sort of get really a whole lot more cautious. And then the other thing about any consultation, the reason we ask a million questions when you first turn up in the general practice is because the history is so important. Mm. And it's all those little subtle details that you ask questions about and you go like, oh, is it this, this and this? And that gives you a real clue as what's going on. And then the other aspect is if you know that patient, it makes a huge difference to how you're alerted to
of
things
course.
That may not be different, maybe different from what normal.
Is this, yeah. I understand why they did the study. Is this a COVID thing that we will come out of, or do you think that we've sort of semi, in a way anyway, permanently changed the way we consult with doctors?
I think we will move back a little way, but I think there's a lot of people who have found that phone, video, other ways of consulting is really convenient because you don't have to drive, park and take a lot more time out.
Yeah.
However, patients need to be aware that if your doctor says actually you need to come in, then there's a really good reason why you need to come in, because we do need to examine people quite often for things that we're suspicious about.
Yeah, but here's your next problem with cancer. You don't know you've got cancer so often, do you? I mean, it doesn't present itself. It's where the bloods and all that sort of stuff come in.
Mm, yeah, and I think cancer is really, it is really sneaky. And so if the thing about it is that if you've got something that's lingering, I think the other thing to remind people is if you have talked to your doctor and they've reassured you, and the symptoms continue and you feel like, no, this isn't working, then go and see your doctor in person and say, look, this still isn't getting any better and I need to sort it out. Yeah.
Good advice, Samantha. Appreciate your time very much. Dr. Samantha Morton, President of the Royal New Zealand College of GPs.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.